Hi Keith, and hi everyone, and welcome to the second of our podcasts. And the focus of this particular podcast is looking at the current fisheries reform process in Queensland. And so Keith, the president of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, I just want to ask you, what are you hearing from industry about the reform process to date?
I'm hearing on the ground or on the water, I should say, a lot of folks are struggling with the 60% biomass target. They're struggling to understand that in some fisheries, well, a lot of fisheries, according to Department of Fisheries data, that they are basically fish sustainable now. So how do we know when we are at 60% of the biomass if we don't really know where we are now?
Good question. One that I'd like to pose to you. Do you recall in the process of developing the white paper almost a year ago now, was there any consultation with industry around the development of that target?
I can't recall any off the top of my head. There may have been a mention of it in the NMAG report, and I would be unsure on that also. So, Eric, I'm not too sure on that.
Okay, so in terms of the speed of the reform process, what have you been hearing?
Varying opinions. Some say too fast, some say too slow. Those are the same. It's too slow. Those people that are obviously are in an area where there is considerable competition from the commercial sector, and probably considerably more competition from the amateur sector, because a lot of these people are based in the larger coastal towns where basically more population is, so obviously that just leads to more competition from both sides, I guess. Some say it may be too fast. We're only going to get one bite of the cherry to probably get this right. I can't see another reform happening maybe for a long time, so we have to get this right to maintain the viability and the security of fishing industry that we have now.
Okay, so the process, a major part of the process is the fisheries working groups that have been set up over time, and there has been many consultation processes. What are your views as a leader in the industry about that consultation process, and do you think it achieved what it set out to achieve?
Once again, I speak from feedback that I received from people that I attended the port visit with, and feelings I've had from other people from other meetings is that this consultation was just, it's been predetermined. It was a process that is required to go through as far as the consultation goes. There's a little bit of doubt there as to whether there was any value on actually turning up this, and I'll probably just leave it at that.
Okay, because the feedback we got, as in from the association point of view, was limited in some respects, which reflects what was seen with the department's level of feedback, which is a concern in one major respect, in that information is going to be given to the expert working group to help make recommendations to the minister. Is that a worry to you at all?
Yeah, I think trust is earned, not given. And I would say that in the past, the trust levels between the industry, the department leading up right through to the ministerial position hasn't really been that great a part of life. And probably, there's lots of reasons for that, and that's all I'm saying. I'm just
going to
get upset and angry
about it. Okay, sure. So one thing that we will be asked in the future is, and playing a bit of devil's advocate here, if the process to build trust or if trust isn't as prevalent as it should be, what do you think industry can do, and then what do you think government can do to fix that impasse?
I think now and in the past, industry has basically bent over backwards to try and solve any problem that may have some merit or may not in the industry, and it always seems to be the industry that has to suffer and bend over backwards to please others. We all share this resource, so I think the responsibility should be shared amongst all, not just one sector, which has always been the case in the past and could possibly be the outcome of this reform as well.
Okay, look, thanks Keith. Appreciate your time on this second podcast regarding the current fisheries reform process. I'm sure we'll come back to this as an issue. Accompanying this podcast will be our submission to the department, which was made publicly available, but we'll make it available again as content to go with this particular podcast. So thanks again, Keith, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you, Eric.